He could have been a contender in baseball, but he decided he was going to be a success in the world of technology. Tom Lunibus is the chief executive of Sosta, and he joins us now in studio. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, do the quick setup, because I bet if I went to the University of San Francisco, I think I'd find something that would be a remnant of your infielder status.
Way too much insider baseball knowledge there. Yeah, I'm a little unique in the Silicon Valley, where we're a tech community made up of engineers, and an odd career in sports, where I played baseball for 4 years under a kind of a legend in USF. And what started off as being talked into going to play, I ended up being in the Hall of Fame at USF for baseball and drafted by the Minnesota Twins. But life always has different crossing points, and I ended up going into tech, and there's not a lot of us that actually gone that direction. So
tell us about Sosta. Tell us how you got connected and what the company does.
Well, Sosta is a really kind of cool company in terms of the customers we use. You know, we work for 500 of the largest digital brands in the world, and as a company, it's a little bit of a story of getting the band back together again. Ken Gardner and I started a company back in the 90s around analytics, advanced analytics. And we started seeing, as more brands were going to go direct to consumers with marketing campaigns, selling a million tickets for the Olympic Games or a new iPhone 7 gets launched, that they're going to drive a lot of traffic to web and mobile applications. And the thing that we all understand, if that site is down or if it's slow, all of us consumers are three clicks away from buying the same thing from somebody else. So we built a platform that in some ways mimics what Amazon does in terms of understanding customer experience, and a platform that allows our brands, our 500 digital brands, to simulate Cyber Monday and Black Friday and Halloween and in big marketing events or for Hallmark, it's their Super Bowl is Valentine's Day, where they get so many folks coming through. Yeah. So we're helping them understand their customers online, and we're improving their performance.
Okay. So you also have the CPI, an index that measures how users respond to the digital experience and how speed and responsiveness of the site influences engagement and conversion rates. Digital speed, you know, we've all kind of become addicted to it, and I think at the same time, also, we kind of fight against that addiction.
It's neural. I mean, speed is kind of inbred into us in all ways, and what we've been able to analyze is that we go on these websites, and if they're slow, we're not very happy. And so the engagement with the customer is usually cut short. They may not watch the full video. If they're fast and you're liking what the experience is, you're more engaged, and that's the key to the game.
So what is the number one thing people do wrong that makes it a slow experience? And I'm the first one. I rarely want to watch a video online. I just want the information. I want to read it. It has to be really enticing for me to watch the video.
Well, sometimes it's the video itself. It's the content and how long they play. So, you know, if you play some videos at 14 seconds versus 10 seconds, you'll see a drop off of lots of different consumers. Sometimes it's just creating a marketing event where everybody goes to the website at one time, so it could be load. Sometimes it hasn't been optimized to, you know, the device that you're particular to, or the browser you're not particular to. So it's a very, you know, delivering brand and consumerism to the marketplace is very complex and sophisticated these days. And what these brands are getting is very sophisticated on how they understand the consumer experience. But it's a lot of things that create something that could break.
Tell us about the public cloud. How do you describe it to people? And describe also the growth that you're seeing there and why it's relevant.
And we're particularly interesting in that area because we built the company around cloud computing when there was very little cloud computing. In fact, when we introduced Sosta, the gentleman that introduced us was the founder of cloud computing. It's Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's AWS. And Andy, this was at the first cloud event back in 2008. What made it interesting for our use case, and our use case became particularly interested in the cloud computing industry, was I needed 1,000 servers for a very short period of time. In other words, the way that we test these applications is we have to simulate millions of consumers going to the sites, and you may need 1,000 servers to do it. No one had 1,000 servers in their test lab. And so what cloud computing does is it gives you, and especially public clouds, gives you access and availability and affordability to capacities, server capacities, which I needed and I consume in large ways. And I can only pay, I only pay for what I use. Hmm. So I will only, I may pay 40 cents an hour for a server, but if I'm using 1,000 servers for 6 hours, it's a very small amount comparatively to buying them whole.
Quick final question. How do you make money on this?
Well, all of, you know, there's over $2 trillion that are transacted online every year. And so our ability to save and to make sure that those $2 trillion actually get done is the key to the game. So we're the insurance policy for the industry.
Oh, I like that. Insurance is a very lucrative business. Tom Lunibus, thank you so very much. He's Chief Executive Officer at Sosta. He's based in San Francisco, joining us in New York. This is Bloomberg.